Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sheriff Bob Johnson is out, but we have Chief Deputy Randy Tift of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm doing great, doing great. Let's see. You guys had an armed burglary at a church over the weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, Saturday. The call came in as an armed burglary at Emmanuel Baptist Church. Of course, when deputies got there, he had already left the scene. We did catch him down at the parking lot of Winn-Dixie. Found out the vehicle he had was stolen from Tennessee. He had warrants out of Tennessee for ag assault. We located multiple weapons, ammunition, had about $2,000 in cash, which, come to find out, he had taken from his brother's bank account in Tennessee. So. He went to jail and is there waiting on his court date.
So just as a clarification, because the terms I've gotten confused on. So burglary means it wasn't an armed it wasn't a confrontation. It wasn't, with another person. But armed in a burglary is an enhancement compared with an unarmed burglar. Is that true?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you have a weapon on you when you commit a burglary, it's considered an armed burglary. He didn't get in the church, but he did have a weapon. That's why we designated as an armed burglar and charged him with that.
Got it.
And he left the scene once he seen people and knew law enforcement was on the way.
Got it.
The deputy did a great job of getting him.
Yeah, especially able to get him when he wasn't even inside the church. That's great. Let's see. You had a scam. They're calling it a pig butchering scam, but the actual scam just seems like a get a hold of somebody and get them to believe something, and it's, Bitcoin related. What happened here?
Yeah, this female out of California actually reached out on Facebook, made contact with a Santa Rosa County resident, talked him into investing in some Bitcoin, ended up scamming him out of a bunch of money, had somebody come and pick up the money. He moved a lot of money over to several different sites, specifically a Coinbase.com account.
Okay.
He had deposited around about $240,000 from his bank account into Coinbase and these other websites.
Wow.
They tried to get that money back. They told him he didn't have enough money in there. The subject arranged for somebody to come to his house and pick up $30,000. We were able to look at the videos, locate who it was. He had a rental car when he came. We went to that location, was able to get a hold of that subject, and our deputies did a warrant for the subject in California, and she was arrested in Los Angeles the same day.
Wow. Okay, so why is it called a pig butchering scam? Is he the pig that they're butchering? Is that the metaphor?
I'm not really sure where they got that from.
Okay.
I haven't read all the reports because this is a continuing investigation. We're not done with this. We're still looking into this one. So those records aren't out there yet.
Got it.
We're
okay.
Still investigating that. There could be more subjects involved in this, and we're still looking into that to make sure there's not any other victims in our county.
Okay. All right. Wow. I mean, again, great work. Amazing work, frankly. We're talking to Chief Deputy Randy Tift, San Francisco County Sheriff's Office. Chief, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're back rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. It does look like we're getting some pretty intense weather down around like Perdido, around the base, Navy Point, maybe some lightning in that vicinity. More towards the center part of the southern end of the county is, more rain at the moment. But, there is some activity in our area, so please be careful, especially in the southwest of Escambia County. Back to Chief Deputy Randy Tift, San Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, you guys just recently completed a firearm safety training class, which is kind of a neat thing you do for the public, right?
Yeah, we really enjoy doing this, and the citizens enjoy it. We've got another class coming up. If you missed this one, it's October 24th. You can go to our website and look at the dates and sign up for that one. It's a good training. It teaches firearm safety and handling, the Florida gun laws, and what your legal responsibilities are, and safe storages of it because you got kids around, mm-hmm. and just basic marksmanship and range etiquette. So it's a good class. It's always a positive event. Our citizens love doing it, and our instructors love getting out there and making sure that people are handling weapons.
Outstanding.
Safely.
And for people who, this is ideal for somebody who's maybe never even picked up a gun, right? This is for like basic introduction for anybody, right?
Absolutely. Outstanding. Yeah. Experienced or inexperienced people are welcome to sign up.
I love it because I think a lot of times people are, you know, they don't know where to start. They're maybe afraid. They've never had any experience. They don't have anybody to show them. And so this is a good opportunity for them. Oh, speaking of that, I had just a question that occurred to me is, PPD, Pensacola Police Department, has now switched. They had been carrying Glock 22s, which is a 40 caliber, and they're now switching over to the Glock 45, which is it's a slightly different build of the 9mm. It's not the big 17, but it looks like it's not a gun I have handled, but looking at the description of it. But they switched from 40 caliber to 9mm. What is Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office? What is your duty weapon for you guys?
We carry Glock 17.
Okay, full size.
It's a 9mm. Okay. We transitioned to this 9mm back in 2017 when Sheriff Johnson was elected sheriff. He transferred from the 40 cal to the 9mm. The cost is a lot better. I mean, it's sometimes it depends that ammunition fluctuates in price, but sometimes we can save half off the price of the ammunition. And it's easier for a deputy. You don't have near as the recoil. They can be more accurate with a 9mm than they can with a 40 cal. So we transitioned to the Glock 17. Glock 17s they're starting to move them out and going into different models also. So in the future, as we buy weapons, we may end up with a different model of the 9mm, but we're going to stay with the 9mm.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's one of the ones I have at home is a 17. It's a great weapon. But interesting, so the stopping power has always been the argument that the 40 has more stopping power, but you guys, or Bob Johnson, decided that the 9mm, cheaper, easier to stay on target, more accurate, and, you know, if you're going to put two in anyway, I guess that's good enough. Is that the idea?
Yeah, you put enough in there, they're going to stop regardless.
Can't argue with that. That's true. Hey, last thing, you guys have the End of Watch Memorial Ruck coming up, right?
Yeah. We every year, the End of Watch Memorial Ruck, it's a nonprofit organization. They do a ruck for all the fallen officers. This is a 42-hour ruck where they carry the weights of 165 law enforcement officers for 42 hours. It's an amazing dedication to the fallen officers across the country. Last year when we did it, it was a little over 200 lost across the country. So this year we did come down to 165. But we have a closing ceremony. It's going to be held at June 8th Arena on Sunday, starting at 1:00. That's the final mile. We'll have representatives from all the law enforcement, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Okaloosa, Walton, Fort Walton Beach, PPD, Milton PD. All of our law enforcement will be there to recognize this event in dedication to those fallen across the country. So it's we welcome the community to come out. We'll have a lot of events going on there. But again, it starts about 1:00 on Sunday. So we invite the community to come out and see that closing ceremony. It's very touching. As they place all the weights back on the table that have been carried for the last 42 hours for those fallen officers.
All right. Wow. Okay. Well, big event coming up on Sunday. Chief Deputy Randy Tiff with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. As always, Chief, thanks for keeping us safe. Thanks for keeping us informed. We'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.
You bet. 820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Somebody here had asked the question, with open carry and all that, is it still armed burglary? Well, yeah, possession of a gun while engaged in a crime makes it an aggravating factor. So, yeah, the answer to that would be yes. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. You know, and one of the ways you know, because look, you hear me talking about them, and that's fine. And, you know, my wife loves her car that she got from Frontier, her Honda Odyssey. And, you know, you hear Dave Ramsey talking about them all the time. But how many people really like Frontier Motors? Well, here's the game you can play. When you're driving around today, tomorrow, the next couple of days, just keep an eye out for a bumper sticker that says Frontier or a license plate frame that says Frontier. Could be either, could be both on a car. And what you'll notice is probably like the first day, you might not notice any, or you might notice one. And then tomorrow, you might notice like two or three. And then by about Wednesday, when your eyes get used to looking for a thing, you're like, turn it off. They're everywhere. I see them all over the place. You'll be like Haley Joel Osment at the end of Sixth Sense. I see them everywhere. And that's the point, is there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are satisfied customers from Frontier Motors because they just like the way they do business and they're great quality used cars. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them the bumper sticker sent you.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick and mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Do you know the Klingon proverb that tells us revenge is a dish that is best served cold?
It is very cold in space.
Good morning, 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Happy Monday to you. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order barring the Trump administration from sending members of the Federalized National Guard into Portland, Oregon. Sunday's ruling stopped the deployment of hundreds of California National Guard troops to Portland. Meanwhile, in the Midwest, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker warning that the Trump administration is making Chicago a war zone, as they've now authorized the National Guard to take to the streets there as well. President Trump says he thinks the hostages held since the October 7th, 2023 attacks on Israel will start being freed soon. He spoke briefly to reporters as he left the White House on his way to Norfolk, Virginia on Sunday for a kickoff of the Navy's 250th birthday celebration. Both Israel and Hamas have indicated support for a 20-point proposal to end the war in Gaza. And former NFL quarterback and Fox Sports analyst Mark Sanchez now out of the hospital and facing charges of battery resulting in injury, public intoxication, and unlawful entry of a motor vehicle after he was seriously injured in a stabbing in Indianapolis. He was charged yesterday after police reviewed video footage of a fight between him and another man. Sanchez was in Indianapolis to cover Sunday's Colts and Raiders game.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free. Nothing on the big board right now, nor delays. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So I know you're a big football fan, John.
Yes.
What did Derrick Henry do over the weekend?
Probably scored touchdowns.
He did.
I mean.
He is now tied with Walter Payton at number five on the all-time career rushing touchdown list.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It's huge.
I think of Derrick Henry like he just got out of Alabama. Like he's just...
Well, it's been a few years.
Right. So he's been in the NFL for 9 years. He's got 110. Walter Payton was in the NFL for 12 years. I guess there, it depends where you count either end. But anyway, same math, 12 years. So he's got 110. Next on the list, AP, Adrian Peterson, 14 years in the NFL. That's at 120. Marcus Allen with 15 years had 123. LaDainian Tomlinson had 10 years only at 145. Hmm. Good Lord. That's unbelievable for a 10-year career.
And I know Pensacola's very own Zimmett Smith is on that list somewhere.
Top of that list. That's right. 14 seasons, 164. So he's got a way to go. But, I mean, if he stays healthy, he's on track. He could get close to that. I mean, a lot of people have tried. It's hard to stay effective when you start to get a little bit older. So
hometown boy.
That's right. So anyway, I thought that was – I read that. I'm like, Derrick Henry tied Walter Payton? How is that possible? But, yeah, there it is. 827 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, if you need windows, New South Windows, just opened a shop recently down on Davis Highway, and they're right in the Books A Million Hobby Lobby shopping center, so you can get good quality windows there. Bring in your window and your door measurements when you go. It's helpful, obviously, when you're talking about specific details. Let's see, you can visit the local showroom for premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, noise. Like, there's all kinds of reasons to get. I mean, you save money, insulation, both in the summer, right? Keeps the cold air and hot, right, on both sides. And then in the winter, same thing, but in reverse. Windows are, you know, a great way to lose money because if they're not good, then you're basically heating the outside or cooling the outside. But obviously, keeping you, if you got neighbors that make a lot of noise, maybe you need better windows. I mean, it can help. It really can make a huge difference. And obviously, safety, you know, from intruders, all that kind of stuff. So check out New South Windows and their location in the shopping mall at 6235 North Davis Highway. That's in the corner of the L by the Hobby Lobby and the Books A Million. Or go online at newsouthwindow.com. 628 News Radio. 628 News Radio 92. I can't read a clock, obviously. That's my problem. Do I have enough time to do this? Let me see. I just about
go
do.
For it.
Yeah. So Martha Raddatz was asking retired General Peter Chiarelli about the speech that Pete Hegseth and Trump gave.
And I want to go back to the speech again, just overall, just finally hear what you heard in the military going forward. You heard him say to the generals, if you do not agree with this, resign. Do you think people will resign? Is there a red line? Is there anything unlawful about what he said?
No, there's nothing unlawful about what he said. Nothing whatsoever.
Is there something unlawful about it? Such a weird thing to say.
I'm concerned about what I consider an attack on women and the fact that that there are people who say that women have been let into different combat fields. And cannot meet the standards. I just don't believe that's true. I know when the Army opened up the Ranger program, the standards did not change at all. Not at all. And the fact of the matter is, on today's battlefield, everybody's in combat. Everybody's in combat. We found that out in Iraq. The minute you set foot from Kuwait into Iraq, you went into harm's way. And we needed medics. And many of our women were assigned to medical units. So we had to pull them out and send them up with convoys. And they did amazing.
And that's actually the argument for having a high single standard for everybody, because you might think somebody's assigned to a non-combat role, but everybody's in combat. You have to be able to be doing the kinds of things that the, you know, unscripted job description might actually require of you under the emergency circumstance.
I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump forced to Plan B for Portland and saying a federal judge should be ashamed for blocking a National Guard deployment to protect federal ICE agents and buildings.
Portland is burning to the ground. You have agitators, insurrectionists.
With Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem warning of dangerous and unprecedented bounties being placed on the heads of federal officers. First Monday in October, the Supreme Court convenes with major Trump agenda issues to decide, including birthright citizenship. Another Senate vote about ending the government shutdown today. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox.
You think of all the people who are being harmed by this. It begins with women, infants, and children. Their nutrition programs are being stopped, and veterans, health services, and all the rest. I think these Democrats in the Senate are going to feel the outcry, and I think they're going to fold and do the right thing, and we'll get the lights back on and get back to work for the people.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio, 92.3. It's cloudy right now. We've got 74 degrees here in Pensacola. We'll get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has removed John Harrison from his position as Chief of Staff of the Secretary of the Navy. This is after the confirmation of Hung Chow as the new Navy Undersecretary. Pentagon spokesman expressing gratitude for Harrison's service, but not disclosing further details about the decision. Harrison was appointed by the Trump administration. He'd worked closely with Navy Secretary John Phelan to streamline policies and budgets. Sources indicated his attempt to limit Chow's role and reassign aides may have led to his dismissal. Hegseth has been active in reshaping the Pentagon leadership this year, having previously fired several top aides and uniformed leaders. Pensacola man facing a DUI charge after rear-ending a vehicle on the interstate over the weekend. Officials say a driver had merged into the outside lane of I-10 around mile marker 25 in Santa Rosa County when he rear-ended an SUV. Troopers said that driver was intoxicated. He was charged with a DUI. And then two passengers in the SUV were taken into custody for immigration violations. No injuries were reported due to that accident. A driver mostly unscathed after his car ran off the Bob Sykes Bridge yesterday. That happened on Sunday morning in the middle of a heavy rainstorm. Police and Gulf Breeze say the car hydroplaned, ended up crashing through a guardrail on the side of the bridge, then crashed between the two spans of the bridge and into the water below. Two people that were underneath the bridge said they heard the commotion and saw the vehicle land in the water. They were about to jump in and attempt to rescue, was what they told Channel 3, when the driver popped up, swam to shore on his own. Police estimate the driver was only going about 30 miles an hour when the crash happened. The car has since been extracted from the bay. Hundreds of young athletes got to play football at Blue Wahoo Stadium over the weekend. It all started with the inaugural Mayor's Cup game between Pensacola High and Booker T. Washington. The Wildcats got the victory there. Then Saturday, it was on to the Soul Bowl.
It's about a community. It's about soul food. It's about reviving the soul, reviving the people.
Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May, there were over 300 athletes competing in a series of games pitting the Southern Youth Sports Association against the East Pensacola Rattlers. Both of those organizations benefited from the proceeds of the event. Escambia County has agreed to write off about $18 million in unpaid emergency medical services bills, 71% of that debt coming from uninsured patients. Officials say many of them use ambulance services and emergency rooms as their primary care.
I would like to do a public relation campaign on when you should call an ambulance, which you've done, Wes, and I appreciate that. And for me, it's all about time to treat to save lives, because that's what it's about. If you don't get treated in a timely manner where you can get primary assessment, you're going to die. It's just a fact.
And that's Commissioner Mike Kohler. He says the county needs an ambulance service, but says they also need to educate residents on when not to call 911. The county plans to coordinate with local hospitals and provide more care for those individuals before they call 911. They're hoping that will alleviate the burden on their ambulance service. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are both flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a high rain chance as you go throughout your day today. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, temperatures near 83 degrees for your high. Overnight, temperatures dropping near 72. Going into Tuesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 85. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Keeping those rain chances a bit lower on Wednesday, 20% chance of rain with a high near 88. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have 75 degrees here in Pensacola. We've got cloudy skies, a little bit of rain, especially down in the Perdido Key area. Looks like it could be some pretty severe rain, actually, around that area and over on the west side of the county. So we'll keep our eye on that on the News Radio ThreatNet radar. 836, cloudy skies. Again, rain across a portion of the area right now. Your money now this morning. We've got at the opening bell, the Dow is up 17 points, 46,775.32. S&P 500 up 18 and a quarter points at 67,34.03. NASDAQ up 100 and just about 107 points this morning, 22,887.38. 10-year bond rate today is up at 4.16%. Gold price is up $48, $39.56.90. Silver up 28 cents at $48.25. Looking at the crypto market up across the board, Bitcoin up over 1,800 at $124,606. Ethereum up 91.28 at $45.90. Solana's up 6.29. Dogecoin up almost a penny today at 26 cents. XRP up by about 5 cents. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines this morning. Amazon Prime Day is coming back for a two-day event starting tomorrow.
While July's Prime Day is the online retail giant's biggest sale, October Prime Day was started in 2022 to boost sales closer to the holidays. Amazon devices like Kindles, Echoes, and Ring cameras are expected to hit record low prices. I'm Monica Nelson.
Thank you very much, Monica. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett confirming layoffs could be on the horizon amid the ongoing government shutdown. During an appearance on CNN over the weekend, Hassett said the decision could be forced if talks continue to stall. And Apple insiders say John Tiernan might be being groomed to eventually take over the company after CEO Tim Cook retires. The 50-year-old vice president of hardware engineering is seen as an experienced employee who could potentially lead Apple for another decade or more. 8:38, again seeing some rain throughout western Escambia County right now, and some looks like what could be some pretty heavy showers there in the on the west side around the NAS Pensacola and the Perdido area. Keep our eyes on that on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, 8:38. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You can find Subaru dealers all along the Gulf Coast from Panama City to Biloxi, but you'll only find Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. And among all those Subaru dealers, it's Anderson Subaru who's ranked highest by Google in customer satisfaction, 4.8 stars and climbing. Thank you to our loyal customers for your trust and to our incredible team for delivering the care and commitment Subaru owners deserve. You're going to love Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola.
For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
One of the nation's largest employers of people with disabilities is based right here in Pensacola, Global Connections to Employment, or GCE. Now they're creating more local jobs for people with disabilities through the launch of GCE Designs. Hear the inspiring story on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Friday at 9. Visit gcedesigns.org to learn more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it is National Pasta Day. So the question of the day is, how do you cook pasta? 437-1620, 437-1620. Like many things, you might think, well, this is obvious. You do it blank way. And you might discover over the course of this conversation that not everybody does it your way. So 437-1620, 437-1620. Text me your answer to the question. How do you cook pasta? In as much detail as you can, there's lots of elements to this. You know, what do you have in the water? Do you throw it in when it's cold or when it's actually hot? Do you, you know, just how long do you do it? How soft do you let it get? Those are some of the just the broad strokes of the answers or the topics you might want to answer. 437-1620. John.
Yes.
I'm very curious. Now, just for context, are you the cook in your house?
No.
Okay. All right. So we're not going to expect a lot here.
Exactly. Mac and cheese I can do.
Okay. So tell me how you cook pasta.
Put it in boiling water.
That's all there is to say.
Put a little salt in there. I mean,
do you or don't you?
What?
Put salt in it.
I do.
Okay. So you boil it with some salt and you throw the pasta in.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to Meg.
I just
4-3. You know,
I just do what it says on the box.
Meg?
Well, I've become more sophisticated because my sister married an Italian.
Oh, there you go.
So, Marian Dominic Antonio. He goes by Tony. Tony no, Antonio.
Does he talk like that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
That's a good job, though. I liked it.
But so it depends on which pasta you're cooking, because it's different if it's a tortellini or a ravioli or it's a spaghetti.
Sure. I'm assuming unfilled.
So spaghetti.
Yeah, unfilled pasta.
Spaghetti.
Fettuccine, rotini, linguine.
Okay. So you get
lasagna,
a big quart.
Whatever.
You have to have lots of water. So you should have an abundance of water, a couple of quarts of water in a big quart pan, right? And then you put just a touch of...
Well, you can't have a couple of quarts of water in a quart pan.
Okay, a three-quart pan. Jeez, such a... Ooh, I don't know how you do it, John. Honest to God.
I have meds.
No.
The meds.
Do you? Can I borrow some?
Yes, I will give you a handful.
I wasn't looking to nitpick, but you led with it. So.
Okay, it's Monday morning, and you know that I'm not a morning person, so it takes a little
Unless
while.
Unless you have special water. Anyway, go. All right.
Do you want me to tell you how I cook pasta or not?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. So, however much water you put in the daggum pan, you put it in there.
Daggum pan. I love it.
Now we're getting into profanity. All right, fine.
Okay, and then a little pinch of salt. Yes, a pinch of salt.
All right.
And then a tablespoon of olive oil. Mm-hmm. And then the secret to good spaghetti, a little touch of sugar.
So I've never used the sugar.
And then a little touch of sugar in the spaghetti sauce when you create that.
Well, that's
well.
That's a taste.
That's a
matter.
Totally different
some
question.
People,
why
some
to
people
red.
Like, yeah. Yeah. But I will offer you a note of criticism.
And then you cook it for up to about 10 minutes.
Until it's
do
I mean,
use
until
a timer?
It's a little bit flexible.
Correct.
Right. You want and it to be you want it to be the pasta to be just a little bit adhesive. That's the old wall test.
And the old fashioned way is that you take a piece and you throw it up on the ceiling.
Yeah. Well,
you
the
do?
Wall. I like the wall.
Ceilings. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Ceiling.
All right. Well the ceiling's harder to get it off of is the problem.
But it's so decorative. You'd believe anything I say, wouldn't you?
437-1620. So,
when you get hungry, look up.
Here's where we're going to have a difference of opinion. Okay.
Shocker.
And yeah, we are all in agreement that the water should have salt.
Right.
The amount of salt could be a matter of dispute, but okay, I absolutely. Because, you know, just like you put salt in the water when you cook the vegetables to give them a little bit of flavor,
and
you put
corn.
Salt
it
in
it. It also helps the water boil faster.
Ooh, I have to look that up. Is the boiling point of salt water lower?
Yes, my science class can attest to that.
I don't know how much that changes the cooking, but that's interesting. But the oil one is very controversial.
Oil.
Yeah. Olive oil, not
and,
oil.
Yeah,
oil.
Well, and I will say never, extra ever, virgin. Ever oil. Never, ever,
like,
ever oil.
Put some Crisco up in there.
But it's a very common thing. The why is interesting. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Oh, no. Okay, so rolling accident free right now. Not seeing anything on the big board to let you know about. And traffic is flowing smoothly. John Pickens, traffic on the fives.
The boiling point of salted water is actually higher than regular water. Is that true? I did a quick fact check because I was curious about it. I couldn't remember which way that went.
Lower.
Okay. 437-1620.
It boils faster, I guess. It boils faster, whatever that means.
Couldn't be if it's higher, but I'm curious now. I got to go do some research. Somebody says I cook my pasta on a stove usually.
Well, yeah, that's a start. Yes, very good.
There's always one.
Yep.
The freezing point is lower.
With salt?
Higher? No. Good Lord. You salt ice because it...
Salt ice?
You put on the outs, like in the street, like when we had our ice storm. You
I
salt
don't know. My whole life I was told you throw in a little salt.
It raises the...
The salt water boils faster.
All right.
You know, I live down south.
We're way off onto the facts here. Unbroken pasta goes into... Oh, do you break your pasta?
No.
I always do.
Why?
The twirling
to make it easier
drives
for
me crazy.
Others?
I don't like the twirling. I'm not a twirler.
Oh,
anyway,
gosh. So that's a whole
other
topic.
That is a whole other question.
Spoon
yeah.
or no spoon when you eat
No,
pasta.
That's... Well, if you twirl it, you got to have the spoon in order to twirl it in, for sure. But, you know, I'm not a twirler, so...
And so dismissive.
Unbroken. No. It's a good observation. If you're going to unbreak your pasta, you have to have a spoon to twirl it. Mm-hmm. Unbroken pasta goes into the salted boiling water cooked until it's al dente or to the teeth. Al dente is Italian for raw. Well, I mean, sort of. Close enough. Pot, not a pan. Oh, wow. Okay, so we're into technical terminology.
I meant a pot.
I know she did. I knew
it's
you meant
early.
That. Andrew, water, salt, and olive oil. I add the pasta to the water. When it boils, I lower the heat and simmer until the pasta is al dente. Bring water to a boil. Throw it. Janet says, James says, bring water to a boil. Throw in the pasta with some salt. Let it boil for 17 minutes. 17 minutes. Oh, sir.
But the question is, do you use a timer? Or are you going by feel and the way you
when
look
you've cooked
at
something
it.
Enough times, you know how long it takes just innately. You
well,
don't,
I'm
you don't
not
have
a cook,
a
so I have to...
You get a sense. Like, the burger's done. You get a sense like the chicken's done. I still use timers a lot, but I've never used a timer for pasta. You just go until it's the proper amount of wiggle.
You can kind
of
tell.
The balance between wiggly and firm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tell by stirring it. Then drain it in a colander. Oh, do you run water over the pasta after you've cooked it?
Yes.
Only if you're doing pasta salad.
I do also. To keep
to
it from
cool
continuing
it
to cook. You keep it from continuing to cook.
Oh.
Let's see.
See how much I cook.
Water salty as the sea. Bring it to a boil. Add pasta. Cook to al dente. Drain and reserve a little pasta water for the side as needed. Oh, that's true, actually. Reserving a little bit of the water on the side. That's fancy, but that's a way for your sauces. Oil in the water prevents the sauce from sticking to the pasta. All right, let's address this right now.
What?
You shouldn't put oil in the water. It doesn't do anything you think it does.
What about
Says
butter?
Says who?
Says the experts.
And you are that?
No, I read an article.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
their analysis
expert?
Is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So first of
you
all,
I host
where
the
does
expert
where
panel.
Does where That's right. Where does oil reside in the water pot?
On the surface.
So does it get on the pasta?
A little bit.
Nope. Not effectively. Not enough to change it in terms of whether it sticks. But also, you want pasta to be a little sticky, right? Because if it's slick, then the sauce doesn't adhere properly. And it does
this
not
is
change.
Getting complicated.
And it also does not change the boiling over problem.
I just want to do mac and cheese where I know it's going to stick.
I'm getting a headache.
I love this topic.
The Velveeta stuff, man, it sticks good to my pasta.
No salt, no oil, just water. Break the pasta with the traditional. I remember somebody telling me that they use sound water. They use actual salt water. You can use. I've never done this. I'm not advocating because I've never tried it, but. Makes sense. I mean, you know, you cook it, it's going to be clean. You know, boiled water is clean water. Let's see. Boiling water, pinch of salt, pasta. Do not rinse when done. Salt and water enough to be like sea water. And one of my grandmothers said oil to keep the pasta from boiling over. One said never oil because it kept the sauce from flavoring the pasta. That's it. If you were to succeed in making the pasta oily, it would actually prevent it from functioning with the sauce the way that it should.
Well, you're not cooking it in the oil. You just add a little bit of oil. It's not a lot of oil to saturate
There's
the
no
pasta.
There's no need for it. love that we have a total impasse. 8:50 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Yeah.
CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air.
Sit, Stay, and Listen, 10:30 a.m. Wednesday on Pep Talk.
See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
You know, it takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
It was reported that Elon Musk has become the first person to be worth more than $500 billion. Wow, shout out to Tylenol.
That's a good joke. That's a pretty good joke. John and I were, you were talking with me earlier off the air, John, about do I watch SNL? And I usually watch the open because I figure that's where they put their best jokes. And then last night or Saturday was not very good. And then I watched the update because that's actually the best jokes. Although it has been not as good in the last 4 or 5 episodes. I don't know if they changed. I know they changed writers and they changed staff for this new season, but before that it wasn't as great. But that's the one I always watch. And then usually the monologue. In this case, it was Bad Bunny, and he was kind of funny.
Depends on who it is.
I'm curious. Yeah.
I watched it just because it was the first season, but I didn't think it was very funny.
It
was weird. I don't know if it was my mood or what, but it just didn't strike me. The skits, all of it fell flat.
I usually skip the skits only. Yeah. I was actually excited when they did the Jeopardy, but I like halfway through I quit because
it
was boring.
As funny. Yeah.
But there were a couple of updates. Always good for a joke or two.
New York mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani ran an ad.
The cheers for the socialist. That's what made that joke entertaining to me.
It was announced that Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are separating after 19 years of marriage. I am saddened and shocked that a guy named Keith Urban isn't black.
That's funny.
Chimpanzee researcher Jane Goodall has died at the age of 91. The family requests that in lieu of sending flowers, please throw feces.
Oh, isn't that called jam?
just do that. That's right. Oh, and what was the Bad Bunny joke where he? Because you know there was all this controversy around him being the Super Bowl halftime show, and so he kind of embraced that.
You might not know these, but I'm doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Mega star in the Latin world, pretty big star even in the non-Latin world.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy, and I think everyone is happy about it. even Fox News.
Bad Bunny is my favorite musician,
and he should be the next president.
Oh, boy.
That was cute. Everybody's happy, including Fox News. And then he did a section in Spanish, which is going to be the halftime show is going to be all Spanish, right? Mm-hmm. So he did a section in Spanish, his monologue. And for those of us who don't speak it, we're like, what's happening here?
And if you didn't understand what I just said, you have 4 months to learn.
Yeah, 4 months to learn. 855 News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
That's right. No accidents on the big board right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much. John, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home or both, Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Levin Rinke Realty are a fantastic team. They can help you with that. I always think about them as if you were buying a home for the first time. Like, why not start with a fantastic team? Like, I think of when we bought our first house and everything we didn't know and everything that our agent, who was fine, but you deserve better than just fine. it's a big deal buying a house and you want to get it right from the beginning. And, you know, thousands of dollars of difference can make it's a big thing. And asking the right questions and thinking of the right questions to ask when you're first buying a home, you don't know anything. Even when you bought your third or your fourth, you still might not know a lot. That's why you want experts who really understand the market, they understand what's going on right now with it, and they can walk you through every step of this process. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 786-3996. What else do we have? Oh, Blue Angels I think, because I trust the people who put the information out, Blue Angels Airshow Practice Info, which is a great Facebook page. I believe it's run by former Blue Angels. I could be wrong about that, but I think so. I've talked with one of the guys, and I forget now. But anyway, they always have great information. You know, they'll tell you, the beach buzz is going to be tonight at 5:47 p.m. Like, you know, they're monitoring the air traffic controllers, and they really have good information. They say the Blue Angels are flying today at noon. There's an off-schedule practice, even during the shutdown, that they're supposed to fly today at noon. Now, you can't go to the base to watch unless you have a military ID, but there's no viewing area open and all that kind of stuff. But you could watch it, like they say, from the Target parking lot. I would say, you know, over on the Navy Point Park is one place you can watch it from. Obviously, you can get out on a boat or a paddle boat board. You can watch it out there. But there's a lot of dead-end streets going right into the water west of Navy Point, across from Bayou Grande, that you can watch from, too. So yeah, just some suggestions. You can't go to Fort Pickens because, you know, Fort Pickens is closed, so that's not really available. UWF Argos over the weekend had a bit of a tester against Northeastern State. Northeastern State scored first. UWF came back and tied. Then UWF got a touchdown. Northeastern State scored. We got a field goal. They got a field goal. Halftime, 17-17. You know, you're like, this is not supposed to be that much of a test. Then into the fourth quarter.
Roberson takes the snap. Oh, the Argos block it. They knock it out of bounds, almost into the stands. They come off the edge, come up with the block.
Blocked field goal attempt to begin the fourth quarter, stays 17-17. Then UWF with the ball.
Not in the red zone yet, but cooking. Man comes in motion towards the play. It's Tyshawn Manziel. Stokes looks to his right, goes through all the reads, fires it towards the end zone, has a man, touchdown, Tyree Holloway. So second of the game.
23-yarder from Marcus Stokes to Tyree Holloway. Holloway puts us up by 7. Northeastern State, though.
Smith back to pass, fires it over the middle, has Cam Woods. Cam Woods is running away from everybody again. He's going to go all the way.
77 yards for a touchdown to tie the game. So you're like, what is happening? 8 minutes left to go in the game. And UWF goes ahead, so we're up 31-24, but it's stressful because they're down to our, 20-yard line, I think. They had it at the 20 with a minute to go, so they're threatening to tie or go ahead if they do a two-point conversion.
This Argo defense has got to find a way. Double stacks here on the right side of the formation towards the near side of the field, ball on the far hash. Cameron Woods is the tight end in that stack. They're going to go double pass again, chucking it down the field, intercepted. They tried it one more time. They let Deuce Robertson do it this time. And instead, CJ, my guy, my dude, Chester Fearon comes up with the INT, seals the deal.
But it wasn't over yet because UWF was on the two, and they eventually had to punt it back. So Northeastern State had another chance. UWF intercepted them again. Two interceptions in the last minute and 5 seconds of the game in order to prevent them from scoring a touchdown and maybe getting a two-point conversion to go ahead. So UWF squeaks out a victory, 31-24. A bit more of a tester than we were expecting, but they're undefeated on the season. So outstanding. Keep it up. Go Argos. Let's see. Meg is up next. She's got pep talk. And there's a little bit of rain over our area, especially over the south portion of our area all morning.